on, but you didn't give up. And now you had tears in your eyes, but you didn't give up. I've been buked, I've been scorned, but I don't give up. I'm going to keep on. I don't feel heavy. I'm going to keep on marching. I'm going to keep on marching. Keep on marching. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm going to thank a brother to him and close. I heard the voice of Jesus saying, come on again, let's stand up.
Farewell! long journey. It's a long journey. It's a long journey.
The church, amen.
Hold on, amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
To President and Chieftain
Dr. Carroll
and my fellow ministers of the gospel, you, my brethren and my sisters, in this new decade of 1970, the Lord has spared us to be here on Baptist night. You cannot have a deep appreciation for the Baptist church except you know something about Baptist history. The Baptists helped shape this old world of ours.
Yeah.
And they could not finish the Constitution of the United States. They had to acquaint themselves with the Baptists. So we're somebody.
Yeah.
Thank God for Dr. Humphrey and our officers who have led us in the presence of God through our devotion. We shall proceed with the program, and God bless everyone that have been present, and God knows, keep the spirit.
Amen.
Don't let the spirit die.
Amen.
Let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody ever tell you any different. God is a spirit.
Amen.
And he seeketh such to worship him. Somebody said the other day, if you could present God, let me see him, put my hands on him, I'll probably believe in him. But I asked a fellow a question, have you ever seen a pain? Head hurting, can you see it? Cone and wrap it on your toe.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
But how you know you hadn't?
Yeah.
Talk to me, somebody.
Yeah.
I feel like it. I feel it. I have a head on the inside.
Yeah.
This is the kind of religion I got.
Yeah.
And sometime I have to get up enough steam to blow it off. If I didn't let that air out, I'd be about bust wide open. Let's go. Let's have a good time. I know we have one of the charter members of our church and convention who is a busy young girl who will show up at every meeting, not only with a present, but she brings the sugar. And therefore, we're going to stop right now and listen to one of the charge members of our church and the president of my good honorary member and sister, Sister Hockerbrook. Let's give her a big hand as she comes. Amen. Sister Weatherspoon, thank you. God bless you. I was looking for you. I didn't see you, Sister Weatherspoon. This is a birthday. Well, happy birthday to you, huh? Thank you.
With him and all the rest that's here. Okay?
For the sum of $10.
Give him another
hand. It's here, Sister Hogan Brooks, and don't you know it's right here.
Amen.
Then safe hands. God bless you.
Amen.
How many years young are you?
83.
83.
Give a hand for that.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Hogan Brooks, so much. And you give us courage and strength to live on. I want to ask the minister that in the audience to come down to the front.
That's right.
Every minister, come on to the front. You may not can get on the rostrum, but to come on to the front. I tell you what let's do while the minister's coming. Let's sing happy birthday to Sister Hawker Brooks. Bless her heart. Come on now, let's go. I'm going to ask Sister Bate here to lead it for us. I've been on the mountain twice today, and I'm a little, you know. Come on, Sister Bate.
It's the worst mistake you could make tonight.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on, everybody.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bless your heart. Now, let's see. I'm going to ask the choir from Corinth Church. If they are ready, will you come to the front and give us a number?
That's it.
If you have the organ, if you don't, come on and sing anyhow. I remember what Sister Hawker Brooks said. I remember when it didn't have no music box in the church.
That's right. That's right.
And we got it. If we can borrow an organist, we don't have one. Anybody here, please? Brother Wood got one. Come on, organist of Brother Wood's church. Let's give them a hand as they come. One of Reverend Wood's organists, come on, please. And Thank you so much. Give her a hand. She's so sweet as you can be. Choir from Reverend Wood's church, get ready to follow this choir, please. I have a number from this choir. Thank you so much, dear children. Thank you so much. And let us move on to the next choir from Springfield Baptist Church, pastor by Reverend O.C. Wood. Let's give him a big hand.
Give him a good big hand. Yes, sir. Let the church say amen. Let's have a good time. another big hand. A man came into the city one time from the creek, like me, as a preacher. He first got him a storefront, and 3 months after then, he had bought that storefront. Had big headline in the paper, Bunny the Market. The next 3 months, he had bought the block. The next 3 months, he had a tent down there. Big fine church right up the hill from him, and the minister standing there looking, so many people rushing by on Sunday morning. He said, if I had time, I'd go down there and see what he's saying. One of his officers said, I'll go. He wanted to go anyway. So I'll be glad to go. So we'll go down there and take some notes, and let me see what is he putting down down there. So the fellow went on down there, and finally he couldn't get in the tent. Finally, somebody looked up and saw him and begged and gave him a seat. And he got out his notebook, and this fellow came out and said to his audience, after greeting them, said, I'm going to preach today. And he told them what he was going to preach about, and as he moved towards Calvary, he stopped still and said, well, one Friday morning. When he said it the third time, that notebook went up in the air. And the man's pencil went under the pew. Finally got through with the sermon. He went back and he said to the pastor, said, well, we had a great time. So what happened down there? So first thing I want to know, Pastor, where you say you finished school? He told him about his elementary, his high school, his college, his seminary. He said, Brother Pastor, you need to go back. So you don't even know how to say Friday yet. That man down yonder under that tent, that man can say, but one Friday, so you know what you're talking about. I don't know about you, but can you remember the day?
Yes.
You can remember that day, it ought to give you some pep. You're not to be ashamed on in no way. We're moving on now. I wonder, do we have any other choir other than from Liberty Hill? If so, will you come now? Any choir other than one from Liberty Hill, we want to save you for your ministry. It is great preaching. If not, we are moving on. Is the Reverend H.J. Taylor is here? But if you're not here, well, we're moving right on. We have remarks 2 minutes by the following minister that I shall call. And this part of the program will go unannounced. We will first hear from the former president of our ministers' conference of Atlanta, Georgia, our Senator Reverend Bussey. Following him will be the Reverend H.M. Alexander, Reverend W.L. Tucker, Reverend Lindsay, Reverend E.T. Smith, Reverend J.T. Smith, Reverend E.L. Thomas, Reverend Cameron Alexander, and Reverend G.H. Langston, who is now the former, is our present president of the Ministers' Conference. Let us hear these, and we'll go unannounced by 2 minutes, brethren. And it began with Reverend Bussey.
Young Missionary Baptist Convention, I want to thank you very much for this space. I would like to say that Dr. L.M. Terrell, our leader, is a wonderful shepherd for our convention. He's keeping his flock together. And I'm just getting around. I can see you have many folk here tonight, and I've seen at some other convention. They're sitting in the Baptist night. You want to thank Reverend Terrell for taking the initiative and praying to God often to give him wisdom and knowledge and understand how to lead. And he's leading us on to high heights. I came here tonight to represent in the General Missionary Baptist Convention Baptist Night, not only in word, but in finish. May God bless his people.
Give him a hand.
The Reverend Agnes Sandner is the present, H.N. Not Reverend W.L. Tucker.
That's not
a Tuckler, that's right. Reverend Lindsay. The Reverend E.T. Smith.
And somebody said present.
Reverend J.T. Smith. He present, Reverend E. L. Thomas, the Reverend Cameron Alexander, and the Reverend J. H. Langston. And Reverend Langston is present. Let's give him a big hand. Let's give him a hand.
It's our honored president and master of ceremony. Program. Sorry I've gone a little over time, Mr. President. You know you got that one left. I'm glad to be here.
Give him a big hand. Give him another hand. God bless him. God bless him. I believe thankful a young adult choir has come. Pastored by Reverend Tucker. One of our strong preachers, and one of our strong churches. I'm going to ask them to come now and give us a number. And when you come and give us a number, listen to me real good. Come and give us a number. Just sit down right here on the piano. Or we got to have another. Come on and give us a number. Give them a big hand as they come. This is Thankful Baptist Church, Young Adult Choir. Just look at that. Isn't that wonderful? I think we ought to give them another big hand. Yes, sir. That's wonderful. This is what you represent leadership, brethren.
y'all hear me?
Amen.
This represents leadership.
Amen.
Huh?
No. This is thankful to keep.
Places is open in our city. So many of our young people is trying to lean and trying to say within themselves that there's such a gap between the dirt and the junk until they claim that the church is a racket and we as hypocrites. To look around and see these men standing here talking about prayer, I think we ought to give them another big hand. These, you see, yeah, they're not talking about a gap. They're not talking about the new generation. They're not representing the now generation. But I heard Paul say, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature, and they are representing the new generation. Let's give them another big hand. I'm not worried, Brother Tuglin. I'm not worried about the now generation or the no generation. But I'm one came in the new generation. See these children that make me happy. I want to preach right now. We must move on. We must move on. If any other choir has come in, will you please bring your name down to the altar? At this moment, we will hear 2 minutes greetings from the Reverend O.C. Wood, Reverend J.J. Brodnick, Reverend E.L. Thomas, Reverend E.T. Stolja, Dr. W.W. Weatherspoon, Reverend D.C. Moten, Reverend William Smith, Reverend J.H. Judden, Reverend T.W. Ha, Reverend J.E. Hata, Dr. C.N. Ellis, and Dr. B. Joseph Johnson, Sr. These will go unannounced. We will begin with Reverend Wood, and will you follow in order that your name comes to?
Reverend Wood, let's give him a big hand. He's also the moderator of the Metropolitan Association. And a good preacher, and a good
to the master ceremony, our son and brother, Raglan, to the president. We are happy to be here, and this meeting is usually for every year. Mm-hmm. We always got something to say. But I think you ought to let somebody else say something. Amen, sometime. Because I'm saying all the time. And I, like Reverend Dragon said a while ago, I've been kind of on the job all day. You know, I'm not young as I used to be. You see, I may look young, but I'm not so young. I've been preaching 40 years. And look like I'm just about 40 years old. I tell my people about that. Some of them tell me about it all the time. But I tell them, don't say that so much. It make me believe it myself. So I'm done all right. But I want to say to our good members, and friends, we're so happy to be here. Listen to these wonderful remarks being made in regards of our president, chair, man in whom that we love well and we like to work with him. I just like to be around him. I just like to talk to him. And all of these are other brothers. Reverend Opry and also Reverend Wright. I just had to say something because I look at him to say something that I get tired of him saying. And that is he calling me daddy. Hey, man. I was expecting him to say it, but I had made up something I was going to say. I had. God bless him, but I'm proud to say if they call me daddy and to look on them and they've done such a wonderful, true tremendous job, I'm not ashamed of them. I'm not ashamed of them. I tell you the truth, he's done a good job. So as long as he called me daddy and do what he done, preaching the gospel, I'll be his daddy.
Give him another big hand.
God bless.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, sir. This is Reverend Thomas, pastor of Friendship Baptist Church. Give him a big hand.
Fall our president, these fine young men on this staff.